Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, you're welcome back to Breakfast Business with me, Emmett Oliver. Now, you've probably seen rumbling through the internet for the last few days has the stealing or the thieving of 400,000 Kit Kat chocolate bars weighing, will you, this 12 tonnes of chocolate from a truck in Europe was taken. Now, this has highlighted a bit of interest in the whole area of cargo theft. Is supply chains and trucking and all the conveying of goods actually safe in the current environment? And joining me now is Phil Barnes, who's Business Development Manager at Geotab, who are involved in this area. Phil, good morning to you.
Good morning, Emmett. How are you?
Now, listen, it's created thousands of internet memes, this Kit Kat stuff. Have a break, etc. It's been kind of going on for a long time. But away from the humorous element of this, this is actually a rising problem of people just pilfering and thieving out of the back of trucks and lorries all across Europe.
Absolutely. We take the little bit of fun in this particular story, but obviously the seriousness behind it is very top of cargo transportation sort of agendas. The increase across Europe is, well, it's 438% across the European region, which is quite significant. That's filtering across into Ireland as well. Just last year, there was, it doesn't sound particularly large, but you know, the 24 cargo thefts that were quite significant across the state last year.
Now, it's obviously a hard thing to carry off, not the chocolate, but the actual crime. The idea of tampering at the back, I mean, I presume all these trucks and lorries are pretty well sealed and have good systems. So these thieves must be pretty professional, well-skilled, well-resourced.
Yes, there's a lot more organized crime taking place these days. You know, there's you've heard the phrases of like inside jobs and so on and so forth, but it's increasingly sophisticated. The tactics, the technology, and there's a lot of targeting. The gaps, they do their research. There's a lot of background work done by these criminals in advance, and they'll go and handpick. It's just the same as you and I in our own vehicles. If you leave something, on the passenger seat or the window slightly open, you become the easier target. And as I say, the more sophisticated they're learning these things across the network.
And Phil, do you have any idea, are the thieves, are they hitting ports? Are they just getting to these trucks when they're in a lay-by, or where are they doing it?
Yeah, it's all over. But obviously they're the key bits. Particularly if they're parking up overnight, if they're parking up for their rest periods, obviously they've got to comply with it. With the rules of the driving piece, particularly in the HGV side. It's happening in lots of places. And I think, where we're seeing with the respondents from the survey is that, there seems to be a little bit of a less concern around the cargo theft, particularly from the Irish fleet managers. I think that the numbers were 41%, compared to the European counterparts, which was 64%, which is, maybe that's optimism. Or maybe it's complacency. It's hard to tell.
I mean, presumably the thieves are targeting particular things. I mean, I don't know, are Kit Kats particularly valuable on the secondary market? I am kind of surprised. I mean, they're a nice bar, but it's, they're not that nice. So is it not things that are more value, whether they be minerals or things that go into the manufacturing process or pharmaceutical goods, for example? Are there not things that are of a lot more value, the confectionery?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's across the entire sort of network of goods, and it's usually things that, can be distributed quite easily and can also be put into the market and not traced particularly well. So, things that obviously you're not going to be able to trace a Kit Kat bar once you're getting it, in the schoolyard or wherever they end up. Tools, things which are common and are typically more expensive. Like I say, they're targeting these and then they're distributing them so that they're difficult to track.
Okay, well, listen, I'm going to leave it there. I don't know how many truckers we have listening to us, but if you are, be careful out there because there are thieves at ports and laybys and all the rest, as you've heard there from Phil Barnes, who's Business Development Manager at Geotab.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.